Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We are studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 8, verses 2 through 6. The overture is delivered. Let's read those verses. Revelation chapter 8, beginning with verse 2. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. And so the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The silence in heaven gives way to another scene of seven angels. A definite B, a definite number for a special purpose. They took their position, received the trumpets, and prepared to sound. Verse 3 introduces another angel. He had a golden censer. He was given much incense. He would offer the incense with the prayers of all the saints. This angel is functioning as a priest. Who is he? Many interpret this angel as Jesus Christ. I agree. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5 reads, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus." Hebrews chapter 7, in verse 25, "Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." Who are the saints mentioned in verses 3 and 4? Could be the saints of the tribulation living on earth and praying for God's wrath. Some believe it is all saints of all time who prayed for the coming of the kingdom of God. I believe it's the former, the saints of the tribulation. Vengeance, not grace. First, the angel sends smoke of the incense with the prayers to the saints of God from his own hand. Incense represents the finished work of Christ, which gives power to the saints' prayers in my name. Second, the angel takes fire from the altar and throws the censer to the earth. Which altar? The golden altar of prayer or the bronze altar of judgment? You see the picture? There are three truths regarding prayers. One, prayers are made by the saints. Second, prayers are empowered by the work of Jesus Christ. And third, prayers are answered by God. So, and what an answer is given in verse 5. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquake. Like an overture introducing a music piece. Are we seeing the answer to the prayers in chapter 6, verses 9 to 11? Remember, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" And then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. the throwing of the fire to earth signals the angels to sound their trumpets. And remember, briefly last time, I mentioned, as I will now, the seven trumpets of judgment. It's God's judgment. It just comes, and there is no doubt about it. The first trumpet sounds, and it's plagues. Hail and fire mixed with blood destroys one-third of Earth's vegetation. The second trumpet, it's a second plague. Burning mountain cast into the sea destroys one-third of the seas, sea life, and ships that are in the sea. Third trumpet is the third plague. Great falling star destroys one-third of the rivers. The fourth trumpet, a fourth plague, destroys one-third of the heavenly bodies which provide light. The fifth trumpet, great hordes of demonic forces bring persecution. And in the sixth trumpet, an army of horsemen bring death to one-third part of men. And as an interlude with mighty angels, this little book, and the two witnesses. And then with the seventh trumpet, the seven bowls of God's wrath begin. And we'll begin to look at that next time. You have a great day.